Okay, Rabbi Isai. Today's daf is daf Samach, and we're starting from Nun Tes Amid Beis at the Mishnah. And now we're going to talk a little bit about Hilchos Korban Pesach that was brought Shaloi Lishma. We all recall from the beginning of Masechtas Zvachim, the first Mishnah. Kol HaZvachim SheNizbechu Shaloi Lishman Ksheirin Elishloi Olu Lebalim Lishem Choyva Chutz Mi Pesach V'Chatas, which means that all Kabbanis which are brought Shaloi Lishma. What means Shaloi Lishma? There are two types of Shaloi Lishma: Shinoi Kodesh and Shinoi Balim. Today we're only going to focus on Shinoi Kodesh. Shinoi Kodesh means that you're bringing, for instance, a Korban Oila, and you are makdish it, you consecrated it for an Oila, and when you give it to the Kohen, either you tell the Kohen, or the Kohen on his own says, guess what, we're going to bring this Korban for a Shlomim, or for an Asham, or whatever. So you're Mishana, the Kedusha of this Korban. In general, what the person says has no effect in terms of passing the carbon. The carbon remains a kosher carbon. Kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi lishman. They are kosher ksheh. Ella shloi olu balam shemchoyv. The person is going to have to bring a brand new carbon to be mashlim the chisorin, that neder or that chiyuv that he took upon himself. He's going to have to bring a new one. But the first carbon is totally kosher. Go through the Zrikas and Dam and go continue on the way the carbon is. Chutz, however, there are two exceptions to the rule, and that is what really occupies us today. Because we're not talking about all the other kabbalas. We're talking about Pesach. And Pesach with Chatas are unique. And Barry's going to say, according to Blazer, also Asham. Yeah, but we're not going through all Hilchos Kabbalas now. All we need to know is that Gabi Korban Pesach. If a person brings Erev Pesach a Korban, they were makdashit and there are menuyim and the whole business for Korban Pesach. And then when the Kohen is being makrevit, he says, you know what? We had so many Korban Pesachs already today. This is going to be for a Korban Shlomim. Guess what? The whole Pesach is no good. It's totally possible. Now, at what point in the Avoida can the Kohen go and passel the Korban? At four separate points. At the time of the Shechita, at the time of the Kabbalah Sadam, at the time of the Halacha Sadam, and at the time of the Zrika Sadam. Any one of those, if they say Shaloi Lishma, meaning instead of Korban Pesach, L'moshel Korban Shlomim, Rashi says Shlomim, but still Lav Dafka, just an example. If you go and say, this carbon is for Shlomim, any one of those four times the carbon is possible, and you got to start from scratch, bring a brand new carbon Pesach. Good. So Zok the Mishnah, HaPesach Sheshchotoy Shaloi Lishmoy. The Shechita was Shaloi Lishmoy. Now the Lashon HaMishnah, the Kibel V'Holach V'Zorach Shaloi Lishmoy, sounds like that everything was done Shaloi Lishmoy, because it says Vav, Vav, Vav. But the Pashup Pshat is Oy, Oy, Ka'amar. In fact, if you look at Lashon Rashi, Rashi's Takin Goyris, Oy kibel, oy holach, oy zarak. Any one of these four, you don't have to go and be a machmir and do all four shaloi lishmoy. It's enough one out of the four shaloi lishmoy, and that kills the whole carbon. The carbon is now worthless, zero, gunish, nothing. It's Dr. Yimar, Dr. Mishnah, a pesach shchot shaloi lishmoy, or kibel the kabbalah sadam, or holach, or they were moilich the dam, or zorak, anyone that shaloi lishmoy, then it's possible. Now the Mishnah continues on, oi lishmoy, v'shaloi lishmoy, that one of the avoiders was lishmoy, and one was shaloi lishmoy. Now l'choira, that's just repeating the case that we just had in the Mishnah.
Right.
That's what we said. Right. One of them was lishmoy, one was shaloi lishmoy, any one of the four was shaloi lishmoy. So why does the Mishnah repeat lishmoy, v'shaloi lishmoy? So the parshup shot, as we'll see in the Gemara, is l'choira, that the lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy both took place ba'avoida achas. What's that? Ba'avoida achas. That during the Shechita, the Shoichet said, I'm shechting this l'shem Korban Pesach and l'shem Korban Shlomim. So he was put both together in one avoida. That's the Poshim Shat. Oy lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy. Or faket. Oy shaloi lishmoy v'lishmoy. At the time of the Shechita, or let's take another one. At the time of the Kabbalah Sadam, the Mekabal Adam says, I'm being Mekabal Adam for a Shlomim, and also Mekabal Adam for a Korban Pesach. Possible. So even by Avoida Achas, both by two Avoidas, one Avoida. So now the Gemara, the Mishnah, finishes off. Keitzav l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy. Give me examples. L'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlom. Give me examples of shaloy l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy. L'shem Shlom, l'shem Pesach. Like we were masbe. So now the Gemara asks what we pointed out already in the Mishnah. Bo'i rav papa. Bavoy de achas tanan. Oy b'shtei avoy dois tanan. When it said the words in the Mishnah, oy l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy. Oy shaloy l'shmoy v'lishmoy. Is that referring to one avoida, that in the same avoid of the shechita he says I'm doing it both lishma and shalei lishma, that's both for a carbon pesach and for a carbon shlamim, or it's over shtei avoidois, meaning by the shechita he had in mind lishma for carbon pesach, and by the kabbalah he had in mind lemarshal for a carbon shlamim. And the obvious difficulty, as the Gemara is going to point out, is I don't understand the second tzad. It's got to be avoid achas, because the shtei avoidois, aren't we just repeating the first case in the Mishnah? So all of this is going to be explored in some detail on the Omer Aleph momentarily. So again, now you're wondering to yourself, what difference does it make? The Nafkimina will be, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Is it Reb Meir or is it Reb Yoisi? Now which Reb Meir and Reb Yoisi are we referring to? We've had this already not too long ago in the Gemara. Now the Gemara repeats it. Reb Meir holds that a person, when he says something, and when he says two things, and the first and the second thing are inconsistent with one another, perhaps even contradictory to one another, then tofus loshen rishon. Disregard what he said the second half, only chap on what he said the first half. Reb Yoisi says, af bigmar devorav odem nitvas. You listen to everything he had to say, both the first part and the second part, and you try to work it out. Let's talk about a practical example. Practical example. So Rashi tells us, what happens if a person goes, he has in front of him three animals. One animal happens to be already the Kedushas Oyla. The other one has already a Kedusha, the Kedusha Shlom. How did it have that? Because he bought it a week ago, and at that time, he already was mafresh and makdish, and he said, you're going to be an oiler, you're going to be a shlam, and we finished. And now he has a third behema, which at the moment is chulin. And instead of saying about this behema, I want you, behema, to be now kedushas oiler, kedushas shlam, he uses the term tamura. Tamura means zu tamura zu. You're not allowed to go and do a tamura. It says in the pasuk, lo yimirenu. But if he did it, by whose rasi yekodesh, it works, it is effective. Fine. So he looks at this third animal and he says, "Yo, Bahaimadi, I want you to be Tmuras Oila, Tmuras Shlam." She said both, Tmuras Oila and Tmuras Shlam. Now, can one Bahaima be both an Oila and a Shlam? Of course not. It's either an Oila or it's a Shlam, or it's a Shlam or an Oila, but it can't be both. So says Reb Meir, since he said, Harezu Tmuras Oila, and since he said Tmuras Shlam, and that was nonsense, ignore the nonsense, it is an Oila. Tafis lash and rish and you're done. Finished. Don't even think about shlam. This is an oil. Says Rabbi Yossi, no. Af bigmar dvar of Adam nitvas, that we also chap on the second part of his statement. And in fact, this animal will have both kedushas oil and kedushas shlam. And how is that possible? It cannot go and be brought for both. You're right. Says Rabbi Yossi, you gotta wait. Tira achetistayev, go and send the animal out to graze. Hopefully, sooner or later, it's going to develop a mum. After it develops a mum, you're going to go and be pointed. This animal is worth $500. $250 you're going to use towards buying an oila, and $250 you're going to use towards buying a shlamim, because this animal has both kedushas, both oila and shlam. You'll split it down the middle, use half of this and half of that. If that's not enough, you'll be mashlam, you'll bring more money to finish off the oila, and more money to finish off the shlam. So says our Gemara, who's the Tana bar Mishnah? L'choira, the Tana bar Mishnah is Reb Yoisihi. Where do we see that it's Reb Yoisihi? So, although the Gemara doesn't say it yet, the Gemara is going to say it on the Amud Aleph shortly, but we're assuming that we're talking about the first case of the Sefer. Where does the Sefer begin? Going back to our Mishnah. The Reisha starts off from HaPesach Sheshchatka Shalei Lishmoy, and it continues on, V'kibu V'hala V'zara Shalei Lishmoy, period. That's the Reisha. And what's the Halacha? Possible. Now the Sefer begins. Oy Lishmoy V'shaloi Lishmoy. So on that Lishmoy V'shaloi Lishmoy, the first Kavana was a good one, L'shem Pesach. The second one was a Kavana L'shem Shlomen. The question is, the Mishnah says, is it possible? Are we talking about two separate voidas? one by the Shechita, one by the Kabbalah, or are we talking about in the same avodah? So let's see. Zokti Mara, Bavoida Achas Tanan. Do we say that the Mishnah is talking about Avoida Achas? V'Rabbi Yosi Hidi Omer Af Begmar Dvarim Odom Nitfas. L'Choyer the Mishnah must go like Rabbi Yosi. It cannot go like Rabbi Meir. Why does it have to go like Rabbi Yosi? Because if it's talking about Avoida Achas, and the person already said Lishmoy L'Shem Karm Pesach, and then he says Shloy Lishmoy L'Shem Karm Shlomim, by the time he says L'Shem Karm Shlomim, those words already fall away, because those are contradictory to the first words. Can a carbon be both a carbon Pesach and a carbon Shlom at the same time? Of course not. It's like Oyla Tumuris Shlom. So here it's carbon Pesach, carbon Shlom. Can it be both? Of course not. So since the first thing that he said was Lishmoy, the Shem carbon Pesach, stop right there. It's a kosher carbon Pesach, Rabbi Yisai, everybody will be eat all the herbal menuyim, will be able to eat tonight's liyesh, carbon Pesach, givaldik. That's kontramayah. So why does it say in the Mishnah that it's possible? It should be kosher. Elamai l'chayi goes according to Rabbi Yosi, that says, af bigmar dvarav adam nitvas. And therefore, I cannot just think about the fact that he said lishmoy, I have to think about the fact that he also said shaloi lishmoy. And that Shaloi Lishmoy is going to go and destroy this carbon. Why would it destroy the carbon? Because we learned from the first Mishnah Masechet Zvachim that any one of the four avodas, if you use the term Shaloi Lishmoy, that does it. Even though all the other three, you have four avodas. Three were Lishmoy, Lishmoy, Lishmoy. Only one of them was Shaloi Lishmoy. That destroys the whole thing. Says Rabbi Yosi, even within one avoda, since partially was Lishmoy, and partially was Shaloi Lishmoy, that Shaloi Lishmoy destroys it, and that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So Timur L'Choyer, it's very simple. B'Avoida Achas Tanan. Are you saying that our Mishnah is talking about B'Avoida Achas? The same Shechita. And he said both Lishmoy and Shaloi Lishmoy in the same Shechita. Rabbi Yosi, the Om Avig Ma'advar of Adam Nitvas. L'Choyer, the Mishnah must go according to Rabbi Yosi. And that's why it's possible. Dear Rabbi Meir, Om Atofas Lashon Rishon. So as soon as he said Lishmo, Lishem, Karm, Pesach, you're done, finished. Ignore what he said after that. And therefore, it would be a totally kosher Karm. Oy Dilma, says Imar at the top, maybe our Mishnah is talking about B'shtei Avoidei Sinan. Vafil Rabbi Meir, the Om Atofas Lashon Rishon. Hani Mili Bavoida Achas. When did Rabbi Meir say the Tofes Lashon Rishon? When you're saying two inconsistent statements with respect to one avoda in the middle of Shechita, if you say both Pesach and Shlomim, then you would say Tofes Lashon Rishon. However, if you're splitting it up al b'shtei avodos moida de misl avad, everybody agrees it's possible. That's the Mishnah beginning of Masechet Zvachim, that any one of the four avodos is possible. Bemisin, that's the first halach of our Mishnah. You don't have to say Shaloi Lishmoy be all four. Any one is sufficient. And if you're saying now that the case of Lishmoy, the Shaloi Lishmoy is b'shtei avodos, then our Mishnah can go according to everyone, not only according to Rabbi Yosi, but even according to Rabbi Meir. So that's the shaila of the Gemara. What does it mean when it says in the Sefer Lishmoy v'Shaloi Lishmoy? So to Ma'amri. So now the Gemara says, before I answer the shaila, let me first clarify. Ahai, on which case are we going? Because the Sefer has two cases. It has the Lishmoy v'Shaloi Lishmoy case, and it has the Shaloi Lishmoy v'Lishmoy case. See, so saying to yourself, no, what difference does it make? Lishmoy, Shaloi, Lishmoy, Shaloi, Lishmoy, Lishmoy. No, it makes a big difference. Inayma Ashaloi Lishmoy. The Lishmoy, are you telling me about that? Is your Shaila, is that talking about one Avoida? Or is that talking about two Avoidas? Dear, it makes no difference. Bein Bavoida Achas, Bein Vishtei Avoidas, Bein Lira Meir, Bein Lira Bioisi. If Soleim Ikamaisa, right. Everybody would agree that it's possible in that case. Why would everybody agree in that case? Because the Rabbi Yosi Nami Afik Mar Dvarav Adam Nitfas Islay. What does Gemara mean to say? What was the first word that he said? Like this Sefer of the Sefer. If you're saying that the Shaila, if he said Shlomim first, Ashaloi Lishmoy. So once he said Shlomim, that passes the carbon. That passes the carbon both according to Rameir, because Rameir says Tofes Lashon Rishon. Once you say by the carbon Pesach that it's a Shlomim, boom, destroyed, decimated, no good, eliminated, eradicated, the whole carbon is no good anymore. So you say, well, maybe not Rabbi Yosi, because after Rabbi Yosi focuses on Tofes Lashon Achrei. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says. He says, Af means I agree with you, Reb Meir, that you have to listen carefully to the Tofes Lashon Rishon. All I say is you also have to listen to the Lashon Achrei. So if the Lashon Rishon was Eshlam Shloi Veshmoi, that destroys it according to everybody. That destroys it both if it's in one Avoida, where as soon as you say Shloi Veshmoi, all bells go off. No good. The sirens. This is a destroyed carbon. Shloi Veshmoi, carbon Pesach. Shloi Veshmoi is possible. And even if it happens to be in two avoiders, same thing. As soon as by the Shechita he said Shloi Veshmoi, or by the Kabbalah Saddam said Shloi Veshmoi, it destroys the whole carbon. So then, according that part of the Sefer can go according to everyone, and we've already resolved our Shaila. So what was the Shaila? Ella says Imar Alishmoi Veshloi Veshmoi. Ah, going back to the first case of the Sefer. But first he said Lishmoi, and then he said Shloi Veshmoi. My, is it talking about Avoida Achas? And it only goes according to Rabbi Yossi? Or is it talking about Shtei Avoidos and it goes according to everyone? It's Tashima. Let's try to be poshut on our own. And we're going to bring the Rai that we already spoke about. It says in the Mishnah, HaPesach Sheshchote Shaloi Lishmoi, or Kibel, or Holach, or Zarek Shaloi Lishmoi. What's the din that it's possible? Say Heichidami. Now I kept it saying or, but the Gemara itself fake. Heichidami. Ineima Kediktoni. Are you going to learn it literally with all the vavs? Vikiba, vehalak, vizarak. Lamali ademeksha of the kulu. Why do you have to say that it's talking about that this person was a machmir and he said shaloi vishmoi by all four? Mikamaisa ifsalei. As soon as he says by the first one shaloi vishmoi, that already destroys the carbon. Because kol azvachem shenidru shaloi vishmoi ksheiren chutz. Mi Pesach. Pesach, as soon as you say the word Shaloi Veshmoi, at any time, at any one of the four avoiders, you're done. Carbon is possible. So why do you have to have the? Elav hachiktani. Avad, we don't mean the and, but rather, a Pesach sheshchotei Shaloi Veshmoi. That's one case. Inami shachti lishmoi. But the kibbutz v'halach v'zorach shaloi v'shmoi. Another case. Inami shchote v'kibbutz v'halach v'shmoi v'zorach shaloi v'shmoi. The important thing is the havilashtei avoiders, that in two separate avoiders, if one of them was lishma and one of them was shaloi lishma, it makes a difference the order, and it makes a difference which one. As long as any one of the four you said shaloi lishmoi, this carbon is possible. Aha. Okay. So therefore, that's how you want to interpret the resh of the Mishnah. Not that it's talking about the, but rather oi, oi, oi. And if it's talking about oi, 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 that means that any one of the four avoiders he said, shaloi lishma, the other one he said lishma, it's possible. So Gemara, aim a safe. Lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi, that's the case we're saying, that's the shayla of the Gemara. Hey, chidam. If you're going to tell me that's referring to two avoiders, which is one of the two tzedodim in our shaila, we just went through that if any one of them was lishmoi and the other one was shaloi lishmoi, it's possible. So why would the Mishnah have to repeat it again and again? Elalav was mujmin zhong, that the seif is coming to tell us something new that we weren't talking about before. In the ratio, we were talking about multiple avoidos, where one of them was shaloi lishmoi, and that makes it possible. And the same is talking about that the lishmoi, the shaloi lishmoi, was b'avoida achas, in the same shchita, he said, I'm shechting for the carbon Pesach. And I'm also shechting for the carbon shlamim, says the Mishnah, it's possible. And the Zayv, Rabbi Yossi. It can only go according to Rabbi Yossi, the Omar Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. Because according to the Meir, this would be kosher. Why is it kosher? Because as soon as he says, I'm doing the Shechita, the Shem Karim Pesach, I'm finished. The next few words when I say, the Shem Shlomim, push the delete button, get him out of here. Because Tafus, Lashon, Rishon, and we do not say according to the Meir, Af Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. So therefore the Gemara is saying is, I don't really understand what the shayla is. So l'chayra dova poshut that our Mishnah must be talking about avoida achas, because it's talking about shtei avoidos. That's the ratio. And if it's talking about avoida achas, and it says that it's possible, and if it's talking about, you're asking about lishmoi, and then subsequent shaloi lishmoi, but avoida achas, it has to be Rabbi Yossi. It can't be Rabbi Meir. So l'chayra, the answer is very simple. So tomorrow light, I'll tell you why I asked my shayla. Because it could be talking about l'oilam b'shtei avoidos. Aye, but you said the Reish already covered the four avoiders. For Reish, the koi b'shchita v'kam achashe b'shchita, inami koi b'zrika v'kam achashe b'zrika. The Reish is talking about that within the shchita itself, he's having one machshava. L'moshel, a machshava of shlomim, of shaloi l'shmoi. So during the shechita, as he's shechting, he's saying, "Hinni muchanam zuman yihi ratzel mufanecha," that I'm shechting this carbon Pesach. He doesn't even say this carbon Pesach. I'm shechting this animal. L'shem karbin shlomim. That's why it says in the Mishnah that any one of the four, if you make that statement, it's shaloi l'shmoi. And it's possible. Or, not by the shechita, by the zrika. I'm now doing the zrika l'shem karbin shlomim. Done. It's possible. Seifa, the koi b'shechita, the kachoshiv b'zrika. Then during the shechita, he's having in mind zrika. What does that mean? How do you have in mind zrika? The Omar, hareni shoichet es ha-pesach l'shmoi, Lizrei damoy shaloi l'shmoi. I'm now shechting this karban Pesach, b'shem karban Pesach, yo, but almanas, if you will, with the intention that in another couple of minutes we're going to be zoyrik the dam shaloi l'shmoi l'shem karban shlomim. Ah, so now when the Gemara said before la'olam b'shtei avoydos, that could be a little bit misleading, but the Gemara means to say, in avoida achas, he had two machshavas for two avoidas. In the whilst he's doing the shechita, he's saying, "I'm shechting it for Karban Pesach. You're off for sure, but almanas for the purpose of being zoyriket shaloi l'shmai." So what is the chiddush now of our Mishnah? The kamash malon the mechash bin li avoida v'ainu bayid rapop. It's coming to tell you that you can be mechashiv from one avoida to another avoida, and that's the shayla that Rapapa asks, not over here, but Rapapa asks the shayla and daf yud in Mesechtes Zvachim. What's the shayla of Rapapa in Mesechtes Zvachim? Rashi doesn't go into it, but from the little that I recall, we know that the machshava of pigul is often me avoida la avoida. It doesn't have to be. You could have b'shas the shechita of the carbon. The mashal, it's a carbon oil. Not oil, chatas or asham or other kabbanas which only have a 1 day term, and he says, "I intend going and eating this carbon tomorrow," which of course is only permissible by a shlomim, but not, for instance, by a chatas or an asham. Okay, that's called a machsheves pigul because he has in mind to eat shloi bizmanai, after this man, mechusizman. Chutzesmanai. That's chutzesmanai. You could also have a machshavas chutzlam koymai. What's a chutzlam koymai? I'm going to eat this carbon tomorrow in Bnei Brak. I'm going to go and take it over to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who's in Zayin Shtark, and I'm going to offer him a piece of this carbon chatas and asher. Of course, Reb Chaim won't be able to eat it. Number one, because it's chutzlam koymai, and number two, because he's not a koy. Anyway, but regardless, the point is, those are machshavas pigul. Now that's one way of having machshavas pigul, that from the avoider to the achila. But you can also have machshavas pigul from avoider to avoider, which means he says, "I'm bringing the carbon today, we're shechting it today, but I'm going to go and do the zrika sadam tomorrow, or I'm going to do the zrika sadam chutzlam koymai outside the azar." So that's also called a din of pigul. It's a difference between chutzlam mani, chutzlam koymai. This happens to be chorus, and this is only fossil, that's not chorus. Fine. But you see that that's the kavana of, you could have machashim avoid l'avoid. So Rapapa asks, do you have that same din of machashim avoid l'avoid? Just like in a big pigle, I'm shechting now to be zoyrek tomorrow. Do you have the same thing, legabe, the din of shinui kodesh, lishma, that I'm having in mind now, karban Pesach, lizrek domoy, for a shlomim? That's the shayla that Rapapa asked in the Masechtas Zvachim. Says our Gemara, if you're going to tell me that we're talking about in the Sefer, that in Avoid the Achas, he has machshavas for two avoidos, I'm shechting now Karban Pesach, but I intend Zoyrek doing this Zrika L'shem Karban Shlomim, so that's being machashiv li'avoide la'avoide in one avoider. Rapapa asks, do we learn from Pigol that also passes, yes or no? We can be poshed that shayla from our Mishnah. That if we say that the Mishnah is talking about in the Sefer, where it's avoid the achas, but there's shtei avoidos in that avoid the achas, we mean shtei avoidos, that has in mind machshava of shchita l'shem Pesach, but I have in mind b'shas shchita that the Zrika will be L'shem Shlomim, if I'm going to say that it's possible, so I see that I can be Machashim Me'avoyda La'avoyda, just like by Pigel to Pasel the Korban, here by Shloy V'Shema, I can also have such a Machshava to Pasel the Korban.
We're talking about Amira, Ketofes Lashon, Mishin, Ketofes Lashon. I'm not talking about thinking, we're talking about Amira. We're talking about Rabbi Yossi.
I'm glad that you raised that issue. Rashi over here does not address it, but Rashi in Menachos on Daf Beis Amud Beis says that whenever we talk about Mechashvin in the Gemara, it always means Dibur. Because if it only means Machshava, how do we know what he has in mind and what he is saying? So Rashi says very distinctly, I don't know if we have Mesechus Menachos here, if you want to look it up and find one, give him die. But Rashi Menachos Daf Beis Amud Beis, whenever we use the term over here, Mechashvin, we mean Amir. So, ignore the word machshava, or when you're thinking about the word machshava, think amira, 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 instead of machshava, machshava, machshava. So, bottom line is what Gemara has told us is, we are still at a quandary. I still do not know pshat in the Mishnah. When it says in the Mishnah, lishmoy vishaloy lishmoy, does it mean, oh, thank you very much. Okay? Brother Shai has brought to the fore, and to the floor, and to the table, Mesechtes Menachos. We're going to look it up in the Beis on the Beis in the Rashi. Okay. I'm going to go Mimachabit, Brother Shai, since you found the Gemara, fourth line of the Rashi, of the wide lines, and start from the middle of the line. Fourth wide line, the middle of the line. It says, Hach Machshava. Please say it loudly.
Machshava Lomim Minichara.
Yeah, but not in the middle of the line. Hach Machshava. Fourth wide line.
Hach Moshava de Kachem, Hosas Dibor Bepehu, Kalminen Bebam Messia, Okol Dabur Pesha, the Hive Al
Choldvar Pesha,
the Hive Al Machshava Kamaisa, Dilab Motio Bepeh, Machshavas Moshavzo Lamnis Hiva.
Oh, that's it. You see the Rashi? Show it now to our good friend Barry, fourth wide line, in the middle of the line, all the way in the bottom, fourth wide line. Do you see it says V'hach Machshava? What does it say? Etc. So when we talk about Machshava in Kodshim, as well as now in Psachim, as well as in Yuma, whenever we talk about a Machshava Psal, so Rashi Klar, we're talking about a Dibur B'Pen. Good. So, getting back to our Gemara now, where are we now in the Gemara? We still are in the middle of our Shaila. When it says in the Seif of the Mishnah, Lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy, is that talking about two separate avoidos? And then everybody agrees, Sai Remeir, Sai Rabbi Yossi, that it's possible, because everybody agrees to the first Mishnah of the Seif, that all you have to do is a shaloy lishmoy in any one of the four avoidos, and it's possible. Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat we're talking about Ba'avoyda Achas, and it only goes according to Rabbi Yossi, Afik Mar Dvarav Odom Nitfas? But the Gemara said it cannot be talking about two avoidas, because that's the reish of the Mishnah. Oh, says the Gemara, we're talking about Ba'avoyda Achas, which is a hybrid, which is Ke'en Shtei Avoidas, because in the middle of the Shechita, he has in mind both for the Shechita and for the Zrika, one for Lishmai and one for Shalom Lishmai. Says Rashi about that, that even those of Ba'avoyda Achas, here I don't say, just say Tofes Lashon Rishon and stop and don't continue on. Why not? Because he's having a machshava of two separate avoidos. So even though he said Shechita is the Shem Korban Pesach, that's great. Now the second one he's saying is Rika L'Shem Korban Shlomim, that's terrible, but I don't push the delete button and get rid of it, because he didn't say that the Shechita should be both Lishmoy V'Shaloy Lishmoy. He's talking about two separate machshavas, two separate avoidos, be avoida achas. And if that's the case, even Remeir could agree to that halacha, that it is possible. So, let's try to be poshut. Is our Mishnah talking about Avoida Achas, or Shtei Avoidos? Is our Mishnah going according to Rabbi Yossi, or according to Rabbi Yossi and Remeir? Toshima, let's continue on to the next case of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Sefer of our Mishnah. Oy Shaloi Lishmoy Lishmoy, that's possible, which we already mentioned earlier on the Ovid. Hechida. If you're telling me that Shaloi Lishmoy is talking about two separate avoidos, Shechita was Shaloi Lishmoy, and the Kabbalah Zadam was Lishmoy, and you're telling me that's possible, so tomorrow, That's Dvorim Pshutim. Why is it Pshut? Hashta Lishmoy. V'shaloi Lishmoy. Amris Posel. Madach, the immediate prior case in the Sefer was. I started off on the right foot. It was Lishmoy. It was great. It was grand. Only after that I said Shaloi Lishmoy by either in the same Avodah or the next Avodah. But that was mekalkalit madach. I started off great lishmoy, v'shloi lishmoy, amris posel. If I'm going to start off on the wrong foot and I say shloi lishmoy on the very first avoida, shloi lishmoy v'lishmoy v'boya, then for sure everybody would agree, because everybody agrees. Tofes lashon rishon. The only question is ach b'gvar dvarav. So if you started off on the right foot and you said lishmoy v'shloi lishmoy, the Mishnah says posel, then certainly if you start off shloi lishmoy v'lishmoy, it's certainly going to be posel. Elamai, labavidach. It must be talking about that it's in one avoida. Ah, and in the same avoida, it's coming to tell us, not b'shtei avoidas, because that's double portion. But by one avoida, shaloi lishmoi, v'lishmoi, together. And he's saying that it's possible. Freit imora, umidaseif v'avoida achas. If the seif is in one avoida achas, then raishin nam v'avoida achas. And presumably the prior case is also. After all, the Mishnah doesn't go and define the first case differently than the second. So aren't they both talking about v'avoida achas? And the Toth talk by Avoda Achas is the Harai that our Mishnah is going Aliba de Rabbi Yossi and not Aliba de Rameir, because it's only Rabbi Yossi that would hold Af Bigmar Dvarav or the Nitvas. That if in the same Avoda I said both Lishmoy and Shaloi Lishmoy, why would it be possible according to Rameir? As soon as he said Lishmoy, stop the engines there, stop the car, stop the train. Top of the Sharish is already good. Why does it say it's possible? But so then it goes according to Rabbi Yossi. So I can be pointed, since the Sefer must be talking about Avoda Achas, then the righteous also talk about Avoda Achas. It's more like Mishkarai. Oy, let me stay Avodas. The Emeth and the Sefer is talking about two separate Avodas. The first one was Shalei Lishmoy, the next one was Lishmoy. And you ask me if that's the case, that's double portion. Madach lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy v'shtei avoidos, you're telling me that it's possible. And then v'shtei tzecha v'shaloi lishmoy v'lishmoy it's possible. Says, well, you're right. Ubedinu d'lo yisrachle. You're right, really, we didn't need that extra case. Exactly. V'ayin d'tonim lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy, t'ananam v'shaloi lishmoy v'lishmoy. Kind of the Mishnah wanted to go and bring all the cases to the table. Really, that case is a double portion, but stylistic. To be
rhythmic,
good symmetry. We want to bring the whole thing, but in the Hanami, that case is really unnecessary. So bottom line is, I have no concrete raya for my Mishnah. So let's go on to the next Mishnah, which we're going to learn in Yetz Shem tomorrow on Samach Aleph Amiraf. What does it say in that Mishnah? Toshma. Shechate shalevi oichlet b'shalevim nuyav la'areilim ulatmeim posel. This is talking about a Karban Pesach and Erev Pesach. And you shechted it exclusively, shaloi v'oichlav, people that cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. Why not, says Rashi, a zokin or a choyle? Because the people that are menuyim on the Karban Pesach have to be people that can eat at least a kezayis of the Karban Pesach. If the person is 119 years old, and he lost all his teeth already 30 years before, and he cannot chew anything, he just takes enchores all day, just liquids, a kenish, he cannot eat the Karban Pesach, then he cannot be one of the menuyim. And if the person is a choyle nebuch, rachmon aslan, he's sick and he cannot eat. So if you shechted exclusively for those types of people, the Karban is possible. Or if you shechted shaloi lemnuyim, there was a list of 25 people, each one paid in his $5, $10, whatever it was for the Karban Pesach, and you should have shechted for them, and instead this shechet was either absent-minded or he was a cruel individual, and he had in mind for 25 other people, not for the people that are monoi on this list. Those other people, since they're not monoi, they cannot eat from this Karban Pesach. And we're talking about exclusively, we don't mean that he's mixed and matched. Only for Shloi Le'Oichlin, or only Shloi Le'Mnuyim, or only for Areilim. Areilim meaning not people that are bad, but Chas Shalom says Rashi, Shemesu Ochiv Machmas Mila, meaning that Rachman Litzlan, one of the children, had one of these terrible, terrible sicknesses, that as a result of the bris Nebuch, he passed away, and the doctor said, well, this is Nebuch genetic, and therefore nobody in the family is allowed to have bris. So Nebuch, they're Areilim, so they're not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Well, it's a Mehav, a person who's Tameh, and he won't become Tohar at night, and therefore he cannot eat from the Karban Pesach. If that's what you had in mind, it's possible. Now, why is it possible? Says Rashi, because it says in the Pesach, Ish lefi achloi tochoisu al haseh. And the word tochoisu means to go and shecht. So ish lefi ochle, you can only shech for those people that are ish lefi ochle that can eat from the Karban Pesach. If you shech them for people that are exclusively non-eaters, it's pachal. Now when I said before you can't mix and match, I didn't mean that you cannot mix and match shloi v'oichle shloi v'nuyet. In other words, he can have in mind 25 people, 5 of them are nebuch zekenim in the nursing home, 5 of them happen to be nebuch in the ICU ward, 5 of them happen to be harelim, and 5 of them to be tmeim. Those you can mix and match. The point is, he did not mix and match between people that can eat and people that cannot eat. He only had in mind non-eaters. Then the carbon is possible. Now, this halacha of shchati shloi v'oichlev, number one, the Mishnah only talks about shchita. It doesn't talk about any other avodos. And number two, the Mishnah could only talk about shchita because this requirement of davka for people that are eaters, that's based on the pasuk ish lefi achle tochoisu. And the word tochoisu means shchita. So if you have in mind b'shas zrika, the people that are 119 years old, or the people that are choydim rachmon l'slan, or any one of the other cases, arelim t'meim, that's not a problem. It's the tochoisu b'shas shchit. Okay, so zok iman. Hach b'shita, in that mishnah, it's a dover parsha that we're talking about v'yda achas, right? Because it's only halachas which are relevant to shchita, and the Mishnah itself says shchata. It doesn't say shchata the zarkai, shchata the kibla, shchata by lochai. There's some bad shchita. That's a vada bevoidachas. To say bevoidachas, reishadam bevoidachas is probably our case too, because that's if you continue the next Mishnah, right? If you look up the Mishnahs instead of going the Gemara, right after the Mishnah, that's the next Mishnah. It's a run on Mishnah one into the other. That's the safe, if you will, of our Mishnah. And since that Mishnah bevoidachas, reishadam bevoidachas. So we can be poishad our shayla that our Mishnah is talking about avoid achas, and it goes according to Reb Yoisi and not according to Reb Meir. Our Mishnah could be talking about shtei avoidos, and that Mishnah could be talking about avoid achas. No raya. Okay, zokti mora save avoid achas. Reishi avoid achas. Bishtei avoidos. You have no concrete raya. I mean, sure, it makes sense to say that they're all the same case, but it doesn't have to be. So,
our mission says shachto, and then says hugo halach mizorak.
Right.
So, our mission is clearly describing the whole spectrum of the
world. Sure, but absolutely.
But here you can't have that.
Right. So it's clear. So, what Iris Hamavin is.
So, let's go to the next case in the Mishnah.
Okay.
Oy lishmoy v'shaloy lishmoy. Oy shaloy lishmoy v'lishmoy. Now, is that talking about all four avoidos, or two out of the four, or is it talking about avoida achas? Okay. That's what Agmar is focusing on.
Okay.
So you're right, the Reish is talking about multiple avoiders, but the Sefer right after that, tomorrow's Mishnah, Shchot Shalei L'Oichel Shalei L'Oichel, that's certainly talking about one avoider. See, is this middle case, which is sandwiched in between, does that follow the pattern of the Reish that we're talking about, Shtei avoiders, or does it follow the pattern of the Sefer, talking about one avoider? So what can he say? Could be this way, could be that way.
Okay.
I don't have a clear cut right. So let's try to bring another right. Toshima, let's continue on in the same Mishnah. Here, the person who shechted did mix and match. He said, "La'oichav v'shaloi la'oichav." As he shechted the Karban Pesach, he has a mind, or he says, "I have in mind the following 20 people that Baruch Hashem all have good appetites and all going to eat a nice gezeis, and I have in mind also 5 people that unfortunately cannot eat because nebuch either choylem or nebuch Baruch Hashem is a kainim, but they can no longer eat a gezeis of Karban Pesach." So in such a case, it's kosher. Now, why is it kosher if I mix and match the two together? Why don't they say, Sakha l'shmoy v'shaloy l'shmoy? Maybe l'shaloy l'shmoy should go and destroy the whole thing. So Rashi says very simply, because we have a famous rule, e'efsher l'kazayis basar l'loy shchitza. So even if I only have one person of the 25 who is an ochel, he cannot eat unless I shecht it. So I have to shecht it for him. If he's able to go and eat one kazayis, 5 kazayis, 10 kazayis, the whole thing is kosher because I need it for him. If the other guys can also eat, it's good. If they can't eat, they can't eat. But the maisa, as long as one person is an eater and he'll eat a full kazayis, then it's kosher. No problem. Are we talking about then in one avoid he said, by the shchita I'm doing it, li'oichlov. And by the zrika sadam I'm doing it, shaloi li'oichlov. And what's the reason why it's kosher? Because when he had a machshav bezrika, ein machshav bezoichlim bezrika, that's worthless. As we said before, it's techoisu. All these machshavas have to be b'shas hashchita. So by the zrika, he could talk about the Knicks and about the Yankees, and he could talk about shloi l'oichlim. All that is nonsense. It has nothing. It's irrelevant. The relevance of oichlim shloi l'oichlim is only by shchita, not by zrika. It is the machshav. Only then it's kosher. habavoida achas kigoyin b'shchita. The mahani of bei machshavas oichlin, the chayy would say that it's possible. Is that what you're telling me? That it's only by two avoidas oichlov, the shaloi la oichlov is kosher. But if in the shchita itself he had in mind both la oichlov, the shaloi la oichlov, you're telling me it's possible. But kaimulon miktas oichlin like pasla. We have a rule that miktas oichlin doesn't possible. And Rashi says for the reason that we just gave a moment ago, he after the kzai is possible by shchita. As long as one person can go and eat, that's already enough. And then everybody else, if they eat, they eat. If they don't eat, they don't eat. So that cannot be the pshat. We cannot be saying that the Mishnah is talking about two avoidos. Ela muzdach zayin alav avoida achas. That Mishnah, when it said that he shechted la oichla v'shaloi li oichla, that it's kosher, it's talking about in the same avoid. And that's the chayin, the poshim pshat in the Mishnah. In fact, the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about as Rika Saddam doesn't mention anything about the Kabbalah Saddam, the Locha Saddam, we're talking about Shechita, Shechita, Shechita. So in the same Shechita, what are we saying? That if you said, La'oich, B'shloi B'ochel, is kosher, because that's the rule. As long as there's one guy that it's an oichel, you're fine. Say the same thing for our Mishnah as well. And he more gives the same terrors again. Midiria. How can he say? How can he say? Avoid achas. That has to be told avoid achas. For Eishah avoid achas. Oy b'shtei avoidos. And therefore we are left with an iboyed leifshita. When the Gemara asks the shaila, is our Mishnah a stam Mishnah that goes according to everybody, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yosi, or is our Mishnah only talking about according to Rabbi Yosi? The Gemara is not poishet tishah. And now we have a very very similar shaila. A lot of the shayla is going to go back and forth similarly. However, it's going to be a little bit more complicated, because when we're going to use the term lishmoy, the shaloi lishmoy, we normally think of lishmoy. That's good. That's great. It did lishmoy. Shaloi lishmoy is bad. It's negative. Here it's going to be the other way around. The lishmoy is going to be the bad, and the shaloi lishmoy is going to be the good. How can that be? Iboilu. Pesach sheshchoti b'shari yemois hashana. Oh, I had a carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, and for whatever reason we didn't bring this behemoth for carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach. What's the most likely reason why? Et gemachta pleita. The carbon Pesach saw what was happening to all of his siblings, all of his brethren standing there in line, that it was curtains for all of them. So he said, I'm too young. I want to live a little bit longer. Gemachta pleita, ran away. But eventually he came back to roost, back to his owner. Karban Pesach, where were you until now? And now we're going to shecht it today in the middle of Chodesh Shvat. I believe today is the 8th day of Shvat. You're going to shecht it on the, maybe it's only 7th day, whatever it's 7th, 8th day of Shvat, we're going to go and shecht this Karban today, this Karban Pesach. And he had in mind to go and shecht it Lishmoy. Vusmait Lishmoy, Lishem Karban Pesach. Lishem Karban Pesach. That's only, if he would just say Lishmoy Lishem Karban Pesach, the carbon is no good. Zero. Because you cannot bring a carbon Pesach in the middle of Shvat. You can only bring a carbon Pesach
Erev Pesach.
Erev Pesach, exactly. Even Erev Pesach only after the afternoon and not in the morning. Good. Day of Taka 7th, because tomorrow is 8th, because in another 7 days next week we're going to be Chamishusa. So today is the 7th Shvat. Shkoyach. So Pesach Shchot B'Shari Moit Hashanah Lishmoy, he shechted it for Karban Pesach, which is bad. V'Shaloi Lishmoy, and he also had a good Machshava, Shaloi Lishmoy L'Shem Karban Shlomim. And as we're going to see in the Gemara a little bit further down, Stam Karban Pesach B'Shari Moit Hashanah, if you have a Machshava V'Shlomim, that's good. Not that it works automatically, but if you have Machshava V'Shlomim, that's good. We'll talk about that further as we get into the Gemara. But bottom line is, he had a machshava of lishmoy, which means the shem karban pesach, which would pasul, v'shaloi lishmoy, and a good machshava of shaloi lishmoy v'shem karban shlomim. Mahu, is this a good carbon or is it a bad carbon? Zok Gemara, mi osi shaloi lishmoy umapikle mi de lishmoy umachshirle oiloi. I started off for sure on the wrong foot because I said lishmoy. Shmoy, Lishem Karban Pesach, and middle of Shvat, no good, nothing to talk about. But will the Shaloi Lishmoy, which is a good Machshava, will that somehow redeem and rescue this Karban? The Asi Shaloi Lishmoy at the end, Umapikle, and it'll redeem and rescue this Karban, Midei Lishmoy, Umachshale, and make it kosher. Now, what's the Svara? Why? We'll see in a moment. Oiloi, or do we say no? Listen, you messed up, you said Lishmoy, the Shem Karban Pesach in the middle of Shvat. no good, it's already too late. That's the Gemara Shai. I said this shy in front of him. Hoyl, and he said, Hoyl v'lishmoy machshiroi bizmanoi, v'shaloi v'shmoy machshiroi shuloi bizmanoi, malishmoy hamachshiroi bizmanoi, ein moitzioi midei shuloi v'shmoy, af shaloi v'shmoy hamachshiroi shuloi bizmanoi, ein moitzioi midei l'shmoy, and therefore it's possible. What is the Gemara saying? So I said the words quickly. I see some people have chapped, but I myself have to repeat it for myself to understand. So the Gemara, Hoyil, v'lishmoy machshiroi bizmanoi, on Erev Pesach, which is the kosher term to use? Lishmoy. Lishmoy, l'shem karm Pesach. Lishmoy, that's machshir bizmanoi. Now let's take the parallel. V'shaloi l'shmoi machshiroi, shaloi bezmani. At any other time in Chodesh Shvat, l'moshel, shaloi l'shmoi is the machshir, right? Because if I have it in mind, l'shem kar b'shlovim, everything is great.
Yeah.
So therefore, let's continue the parallel. Ma l'shmoi ha-machshiroi bezmanoi, if I had a machshir l'shmoi, on Erev Pesach, ein moitzia midei shaloi l'shmoi, it cannot rescue this carbon by saying lishmoy, because once you say shaloi lishmoy, it's ruined, it's destroyed, it's decimated, it's finished. So the lishmoy won't redeem it. That's what our Mishnah says. Lishmoy v'shaloi lishmoy. We say that it's possible. Now, in which order are we saying it? Rashi learns that our Mishnah lechoyer is going according to Rabbi Yossi, and according to Rabbi Yossi, makes absolutely no difference whether he said lishmoy first and shaloi lishmoy second, shaloi lishmoy first, lishmoy second, because whether it's avoid achas or shtei avoidas, it's always going to be bad, because according to Rabbi Yossi, afigmar dvarav adam nitfas. So it really makes no difference whether it's one or whether it's two. That's how the Gemara is assuming. Rather, the top toises wants to say that it even going according to Meir, but it's a shmer pshat according to Meir. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's certainly good that that's the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is saying. That even though, again, bizmanoi lishmoi is the kosher way of doing it, but it cannot rescue you if you said both lishmoi and shaloi lishmoi. Sorry, this is a dead duck. This carbon is no good. Not a duck, but a dead animal. It is not a kosher carbon. So just like the lishmoi will not rescue the shaloi lishmoi on Erev Pesach, af shaloi lishmoi, which is hamachshiroi shaloi bezmani, that's the kosher way of doing it, shaloi lishmoi, that you're saying shlomim, ulzei moitzi midei lishmoi, it cannot go and redeem and rescue this carbon from the bad effects of saying that this is the shem carbon Pesach. And it's possible. Good kishok. It's a nice parallel. Just like lishmoy v'shloy lishmoy in our Mishnah, it's possible. So lishmoy v'shloy lishmoy throughout the year will also be possible. The goodness of one of the machshavas will not be able to rescue from the bad machshava, which unfortunately has poisoned this cart. That's what Rav Dimi wanted to say before Rav Yirmiyah. The Amalei and Rav Yirmiyah said, Loi, you have no raya. Why don't you have a good raya? Because im amres b'shaloi lishmoi shekenoyig b'chol hazvachim, you know why in Erev Pesach the machsheves lishmoi cannot rescue this carbon from the claws, yes, of the from the damage of shaloi lishmoi shekenoyig b'chol hazvachim. Shaloi lishmoi is very damaging, because shaloi lishmoi can damage every carbon in the world, whether it's an oila, whether it's a shlom, whether it's a chattas, whether it's an ashim. Not always is the damage the same. By a chattas and a pesach and a kuntra blazer and ashim, it's totally, totally no good. It's totally possible. But even b'shar karbonis, where it is good, so the damage is done. You're going to have to bring a brand new carbon. Okay, this carbon is kosher. But lemaisa, you have to bring another one. So every single carbon, you have this issue and this potential damage of shaloi lishmoi. If you're talking about our case of the carbon pesach that you bring in the middle of Shemat, where the lishmoi is damaging this carbon, this is the only carbon that you bring in the middle of the Shemat that will become possible, because you have in mind the same carbon pesach lishmoi. So therefore, this damaging of this lishmoi is a much more restricted and limited damager than a shaloi lishmoi bishar kol hakarbonos. every shloim lishmoy by every single korban throughout the year, 365 days a year. If you have a shloim lishmoy, you're getting into issues of either totally possible, but some damage has been done. The only korban that you're going to have here in the middle of Shvat, if you have in mind lishmoy, it's going to be possible. That's going to be the korban Pesach. So therefore, since it's such limited damage, I might have thought in this case perhaps the shloim lishmoy could rescue, because I don't have this 800-pound monster that I have to go and schlep out from the room. That I couldn't do. That's a shloim lishmoy in Erev Pesach. Here we got this puny little 20-ounce little monster in the room that only passes by Pesach when he says lishmoy. So maybe the shloim lishmoy can go and pull the carbon out and make it kosher. My havi Allah. Amar Rav. Pesach sheshchoti v'shari yemois hashana lishmoy v'shloim lishmoy. Oy, our case kosher. What's the raya to Rava? Says Rava, listen carefully. Dostomoy lishmoy koi. Stam this carbon until you start making shinui shems and shinui koidishes, just like I was makdashit for carbon Pesach. For Pesach, it continues to retain that shem, carbon Pesach, for the next month and the next month and the next month and the next month. It continues stomoy lishmoy koi. Vafilu hochi. Nevertheless, kishoch lei shloim lishmoy. What happens if bishas the shchita, the kohen says, where did this carbon come from? This was the carbon Pesach. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's not have in mind for carbon Pesach. We're going to have in mind for carbon shlomim. We're going to have in mind shloim lishmoy. What's going to happen? It'll be kosher. Everybody agrees. So Alma, what do I see from this? The osi shloim lishmoy umapik lei midei lishmoy. That even though stama, under normal circumstances, if we wouldn't have said anything, it would have retained its name of a carbon Pesach. And had we shechted it, and the kohen says, I'm not thinking about anything, I'm just thinking about the daf, I'm not thinking about the shechita of the carbon. If you think about the daf, you might be thinking shlom or carbon Pesach. Yeah. Okay. So he's thinking about the Seder of the week. Seder of the week is also about carbon Pesach. Okay, anyway, so he's thinking about Pishman Chasu Shalom. He has more important things to worry about. So the Gemara says, Alma, what do we see from our Gemara? We see, Osi Shaloi Vishmoi. If he says befeirish, I'm shechting this shloim lishmoy, mapikli the medei lishmoy. It takes away the stomius that stam it would have been lishmoy. It's a carbon Pesach. It's kishochet nami lishmoy v'shloim lishmoy. So now when he said befeirish, it's lishmoy. In other words, he didn't leave it for stam, but he said befeirish is a carbon Pesach, and I'm shechting for carbon Pesach and for shlom together. Are the shloim lishmoy mapikli medei lishmoy? So that's Rabbi Svar. That just like if you would have said shloim lishmoy alone, it would have been kosher, even though it's stam impressed and imbued with a carbon Pesach flavor, because it's stam a carbon Pesach. He says shloim lishmoy doicha the ganze lishmoy. See here too, when he said lishmoy v'shloim lishmoy v'pem malay, the shloim lishmoy is also doicha what he said lishmoy. So it's a good tushtel, a good svar. Only Rabbi Barahav LeRava. No, Dilma Shani Heicha Di Amar Meheicha Deloy Amar. When he didn't say anything, when it was Stam Lishmoy, meaning Karban Pesach. So now, when I say the Pem Molay, I'm doing it. Kim Shab Leshem Karban Shlomim. That Pem Molay Shem Karban Shlomim can easily be Docha, push away the Stam. Because after all, stam doesn't mean that it has this halacha. It means the stam, probably. That would
unless
be the stam.
Unless
it's changed. But you can't change.
Now it's changed.
Oh, Zayikit. So once I change, I change. However, when I actually said, I started off, the boy said, remember, this is a carbon Pesach. It's still a carbon Pesach today on Zayin Shvat. I still want a carbon Pesach. And then a second lady said, you know, let's do it for Shlom. Once I said for Karim Pesach, that's an Amira, that's not just Stam, that's susceptible and ready, willing, and able to be changed. I unfortunately said the bad words. I said it's Lishmoy, the Shem Karim Pesach, in the middle of Shvat. So maybe that's different. Maybe when I say after that Shlom, it's already too powerful, it's already too damaged, I can no longer rescue it. So you're going to see, you're going to ask, where do I see that there is such a distinction between Omer and Loyomar? From the next Mishnah. The Hala Oichlav. v'shaloi li'oichlev kosher. Remember we said on the Amud Aleph, quoting from the Mishnah of tomorrow, that if it's l'oichlev v'shaloi li'oichlev, we said it's kosher. As long as there's one guy on this list of the 25 that can eat, that's eligible to eat, then we'll be able to eat the ganze k'zayis, and it's kosher. Aha, okay. What happens if I only said shaloi li'oichlev? We said in the Mishnah that it's possible. V'yamai. Hastama li'oichlev kai. After all, the register had on it many distinguished citizens, distinguished in the sense that they can eat a kezayis or more. So the stam was li'oichlev kai. After all, every Karm Pesach stam is loichlev kai. You're not shechting it in the Velterein, you're only shechting it for people to be able to eat the Karm Pesach on Seder night. So stama li'oichlev kai. And what would happen if he didn't say li'oichlev v'shaloi li'oichlev? He just said shaloi li'oichlev alone. We said in the Mishnah. So one second. It's possible. That's the Mishnah Samach Aleph. You can see it on the Omid Aleph. It's possible. So when it was bistam l'shem oichlev, and he said shaloi li'oichlev, you're masking that it is possible. When he said li'oichlev, the shaloi li'oichlev together, then you see that it's kosher. So what do I see from this? Elishani heichad li'omar mehechad li'omar. If he just had the stam in mind, the oichlov, and he said, not, he didn't have anything in mind, if it was just stam the oichlov, and he has a mind or he says, I'm doing it shaloi li oichlov, no good, that destroys the carbon. Mashenken, if he said, li oichlov, v'shaloi li oichlov, then it is good. So I see, shani heichli omehech li yomar. It's hochenami. Same thing over here. You're trying to bring a raya from a case where the carbon pesach stama is lishmoi. And therefore you're saying, well, if it was stam lishmoi, and I said befeidish shloim lishmoi, then it's kosher. Everybody agrees. If I haven't say shlomim, even though it was stam lishmoi, stam was garden pesach, I said shlomim, it's kosher v'yoshin. So you said, well, probably then the same thing would apply if I said both the pemalei that I'm making it for garden pesach and I'm making it for a shlomim, that would also be the same. No, no, no. There's a big difference between stam and a difference between when the omar. It's hachanami shani hecha the omar mehecha the omar. And so therefore your raya is not a good raya. Amalei, so he told him back, you're bringing a raya from the case of oichlev shloili oichlev. That itself is not a good raya. Why? Me the area, how can you compare? Bishloim mahasim kamadli okr le bishchita stamei vadai lishmoi koi. Until somebody opens up his mouth and says anything about this Karm Pesach, it remains a Karm Pesach. It was born a Karm Pesach, wasn't born, but from the moment that he was makdish for Karm Pesach, it stays a Karm Pesach throughout the rest of Nisan, and into Iyar, and into Sivan, and into Tammuz, and into the Agans Yor, it's a Karm Pesach. Stomei, it's Avad is Lishmoi Koi. And to go and uproot that, you have to go and say Beferish Shloi Lishmoi. Elohacha, Stomei Li Oichlev Koi. Are you saying that Bistam, this animal, is going to remain forever and ever registered for the Oichlin, and therefore it's the same type of Stoma? It's a different type of stomach. Because Dilma Mimshachi Hani V'asiachrini Mimni Elevei. The entire group of 25 can go and say, I don't like that fellow who's sitting at the table and he's going to be one of the Menuyim. I'm out of here. And therefore, everybody leaves. And even the guy that everybody was pointing to, he doesn't want to be the last guy left, he also moves out. They all have the right to go and withdraw. Not, as we're going to have the Mishnah Yetshem later on in the Sechta. Nimnen u'moshchon esidemi menu ach yishchet. Rashi brings it in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Boy, by the Karm Pesach. That you can be moshch yad until the time of the Shechita. By the way, Machloikis is another man yom that says until this man of the Zerika. Even post-Shechita can be moshch yad. But this is certainly according to everybody that before the Shechita you can go be moshch yad. So that being the case, it's not as if ever since we had this list of Menuyim and Oichlin that's predetermined, that it's inevitable. That's the eternal design of this carbon that it's going to be for these Oichlin. Because just the Betzoisei, Marech Betzoisei Mekatzer, you come in and you can go and pull out. The same guys that registered say, I hereby am unregistering. And you deregister yourself and you're out of it and you go to another Chabur. So therefore, it's not that same type of stomach that is predestined, that it must be that case. That's why in that case when you have that whole list of oichlin. When the person says shaloi li oichlin, I don't say, well, it's like oichlin, shaloi oichlin together, make it kosher. Because that stum of oichlin is worthless. You snap your fingers and all those guys are out of here. And therefore you only have the shaloi li oichlin. Mashenkin, the case of the Karban Pesach, if you don't say anything, this remains a Karban Pesach forever and ever. So therefore I could l'choyre be medama milkul milza, like Rava said, that just like in the case, even though it's stoma lishmoi, lishen Karban Pesach. If you say shaloi lishmoi, it's kosher. Could be the same thing would apply, that if he says lishmoi, lishloi lishmoi together, it would be kosher, and the lishloi lishmoi would rescue it from the badness, from the evil of the lishmoi, of the fact that he said Karban Pesach. So bottom line is, again, we have not been pushing our shayla, and we're now stuck with two shaylas today. What's the halacha? The first shayla wasn't really so much a halacha shayla as much as who's the Tana of our Mishnah. Yeah. Was it Rabbi Yossi or was it Kuli Alma? It could have ramifications of halacha because it's Rabbi Yossi. I have a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Meir. And the second shayla was the Pesach Sheshotach B'Shari Moshe Shana Shloi Mahu. Rava was talking poishet that it's kosher, but the Gemara had a pircha from Oicha V'Shloi L'Oicha. The Gemara says that pircha is Nishas Ashtarka pircha. Bottom line is, we have not been poishet the shayla permanently, and tomorrow we have to start a brand new shayla. Next shayla, the Bailu Pesach Shchotim Shari Moshe Shana Mishini Balin. Be continued. Have a wonderful day.
Beautiful.
It wasn't easy, but Baruch Hashem.
Very clear.
Thank you. Very clear.